is, we see him regularly here at the corner. He always makes me laugh. He's a good friend. Make some noise to welcome Brian Pankratz.
Thanks, Andrew. That was a good set. Though I got a little bit distracted when you talk about garbage people, accidental people, overpriced celery. If that shitty stuff didn't happen to you, you would have no set. Maybe you should be more grateful. That's why we do comedy, because all this shitty stuff happens to us, and we're like, oh, how do I deal with this? Oh, I know. Go down to the corner lot. I've been banking with this certain bank for years. At one time I had 4 mortgages through this bank, and then recently separated. My ex-wife, she's a family mediator, so she wrote up the separation agreement. Needless to say, I didn't do too good. So she ended up with all of our properties, and then I lost all my lines of credit, and I'm still banking at this bank. So I went up to them and I said, hey, made this appointment. I said, hey, I need a line of credit. You know, money's tight, just got separated, gave her everything. Can you give me a line of credit? I've been a good member of this bank for over 20 years. And they said, sorry, you don't qualify for a line of credit. I go, is there any way that anyone gets a line of credit with this bank? And they go, yeah, if you're brand new and you've never banked with us before, we'll give you a line of credit. So what you're saying is, if I've been with you for 20 years, I don't get a line of credit, but if I just walk in off the street, I get a line of credit. That's shitty. Here's another thing that's shitty. I went down to the city, and I thought, I'm going to be proactive. I'm going to get my burial plot now. Because eventually, I'm going to need it someday. I'm going to get it now before they're all sold out or before all those garbage people buy them all up. All those old-timers. So I went down to the city and said, hey, I want to pick up a burial plot at the Chinese graveyard, please. And they said, you know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know why that's funny. So I went in there, and they're like, we're really, really sorry, sir. But unless you're deceased, we can't sell you a burial plot. That's weird. I told some jokes 2 weeks ago about how I get ghosted a lot on dating apps. And, you know, these women, they chat with me for a little while, but then I'm sure they get messaged by 100 guys that day, and they forget about me. And so they move on, and I'm like, but I thought you loved me. So they don't talk to me anymore. So there's this one girl that I thought she was different. And so she chatted with me for a bit, and then she'd drop off the planet for a couple weeks, and then she was like, oh, whatever. And then she would respond again, and then off for a couple weeks, and respond again. And I was like, I think this girl is something going on. So I sent her the link to the set that I did 2 weeks ago about ghosting and how I got ghosted all the time. And because I used to be a religious person, I get wholly ghosted. So I sent her the link, and the same day she texts back and says, I just want you to let you know that I actually was ghosting you, and I've been seeing someone the whole time. Which is shitty, but it's also cool, because she admitted it. Guys, you've been ghosted. How many of the girls have actually texted you back and said, yeah, I was actually ghosting you? None. This girl's got integrity. Right? So I'm a Skip the Dishes driver, and the other day I had this delivery up on Lori Place, and I couldn't find it. It wasn't on GPS. It took me an extra half hour to find it. So I show up, and the guy's pissed. And this guy is stacked. Like, this guy is built. Probably goes to the gym twice a week. I mean, twice a day. That bright light. So anyway, I bring it to the door. I'm like, hey, dude, sorry. I couldn't find you on GPS. It's so long. And he was just like, no, you're fucking slow. That was really rude. So I didn't know what to say. So I just said the first thing that popped into my head. I said, well, maybe you're fucking slow. And then he proved to me that he wasn't fucking slow, because he came at me swift, threw me against my car, and threw me against it again. And I just kept saying, I'm not afraid of you. I'm really not afraid of you. What's the worst you can do? I've defeated brain cancer. What do you can do? And I thought that was the end of the story, because when I played the victim for brain cancer survivor, then he went to his house and said, oh, this is done. Reported to the police, reported to my boss. I get a message a week later from my boss. He says, we're taking you off, skip the dishes, because someone reported that you had attacked them.
What?
I know, right? There's no joke there. I just wanted you guys to know. Just wanted you to get caught up. The light has flashed. My time is done. I will catch up on more of my shitty existence in 2 weeks.
Oh, stop that! Hey, give me the whoa, keep going for Brian. Hey, Chris. I've never done this, but bringing you up and taking you off, I was going to go with Brian Cranston. I don't know. Hey, skip the dishes isn't...